Blog Talk Radio.
Cheeseburgers in Paradise!
If I can remember my carnivorous habit, made it nearly 70 days, losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrots, and soaking up a rain.
Hello and welcome to A Team of Voices Radio. A Team of Voices is a group located on allpoetry.com, the largest poetry website in the world. I want to thank Kevin and his crew for all they do, keeping the site up and running, giving us a place to write our poetry, read our poetry, hang out in the chat room with friends, and have a good time. Tonight on A Team of Voices, we are going to be featuring music from Jimmy Buffett, who recently passed away and has always been one of my personal favorites. You got Steven 76 here. I'm your host, and my co-host is Jay Hatter. How you doing, Hatter?
I'm just fine, man. Sad about Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, this one hit me kind of hard. I told Kay that today that it actually hit me a little hard. I wasn't sure. I kind of knew it was coming because he was canceling a lot of shows this year, so I knew something was up. But, you know, you always hope that maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't get the chance. I don't even remember having a chance to see him. I don't think he ever came to the Sacred Tomato in California.
I've seen him numerous times because he likes to come. Well, he liked to come to the Blossom Music Center out by Cleveland. Usually it was every June he would show up, and you missed out, man. Because I'll tell you, his concerts, they were more like a party than any other concert. He really liked it. Participation. He made sure you were involved. It was a total immersion in his music.
I see he was a Christmas baby.
Yes, born on December 25th. Let's see. I was going to read that if everybody would like. James William Buffett. I almost called him Warren Buffett. How about that? That's his uncle Warren. William Buffett, born December 25th, 1946, he was an American singer-songwriter, musician, author, and businessman. He was best known for his tropical rock music, which often portrays a lifestyle described as island escapism. Together with his Coral Reefer band, Buffett recorded hit songs known as the Big Eight, which he played at every show. Margaritaville, which is ranked 234th on Recording Industry Association America's list of songs of the century. Come Monday, Finn, Volcano, A Pirate Looks at 40, Cheeseburger in Paradise, which we just heard, Why Don't We Get Drunk, which you're not here on the show, Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes, and of course he has other popular songs like Son of a Sailor, One Particular Harbor, and a lot of people know him for It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you have? How many? You had like 30 albums or something?
He did have quite a few. I did not have all of his albums, but I had all of his live albums. I liked his live stuff better. There are some people bring it when they do it live. I've heard some terrible people live, too. Have you ever heard that, what the heck is that song, Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners live? It'll make you sick to your stomach. It's so horrible. But
really?
Oh yeah, it's terrible. I mean, oh my God, dude, tell him to stay in the studio. Sorry.
No, the worst concert I ever attended, believe it or not, was the Rolling Stones. I just went.
Really?
I had the chance to say that I had seen the Stones live in my lifetime, so I went. Carlos Santana opened for him in the Oakland Coliseum. It was mixed birthday. It was mixed birthday. It was the last day of a 50 show tour in the U.S., or maybe it was a world tour. I'm not sure. But it was the last one. They showed up 3 hours late. It was 100 degrees. Everybody was pissed. They showed up. I don't know if they were just partied out, just drunk, or if they couldn't hear themselves. Because you play in a big stadium like that, you've got to have the speakers coming back at you. You got to be able to hear. You can't, you know, depend on the echo. And it was either that or they were just so messed up because everybody was leaving. Carlos Santana played for a couple hours, and he just blew him off the stage. Sorry to say, just wasn't good.
Yeah, I've been to one concert where it wasn't good at all either. Well, it was actually the Scorpions were the headliners. They were good, but the band Great White opened for them, and they were just terrible.
Great White, really?
Yep, they got booed off the stage. They were swearing at the audience before.
Isn't that Cloverdale, lead singer? Cloverdale, who sang for Rainbow? The spinoff of Deep Purple, Man on Silver Mountain.
Yeah,
I think it's Cloverdale.
Sure.
Went to Great White. Wow. So, do you think they just weren't very good, or were they messed up?
I really don't know. I just know that they were not hitting their marks. They were off beat. They were off tone, and
Wasn't it Great White that had the tragedy in that one thing in Rhode Island, that place burned down? They had the doors locked.
Yeah, that was them.
I think it was Great White. It was them. Wow. Yeah, that would have been. I saw the little documentary. What a tragic. I mean, who decided to lock the door? You got pyrotechnics going off inside, and you don't have the doors unlocked?
Well, maybe because they were so terrible in concert, they didn't want people leaving.
Well, I know it shook the band up quite a bit. I don't think they stayed together much after that. They felt responsible when basically it was for the whoever setting up the pyrotechnic. Event indoors.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think fireworks and a ceiling—they just don't.
Yeah, I think flashed over big time. How many died? Was it like 200 or was it like 50? I think it's.
I don't remember. I do remember it, but let me see if I can find.
Yeah.
They have Tucson out there on the board. He's listening.
You know, I've been going over some of Jimmy Buffett's awards. He was awarded for Song of the Year in the Country Music Awards for Margaritaville in 1977, I believe, or 78. He was nominated for the Album of the Year, I believe, in 78. Then there's nothing, no awards until 2004 or 2003. So he toured a long time because probably one of those guys didn't like sitting in the studio.
No, he didn't. He liked being out there with the crowd. He released some live albums during that period when he was just
touring. Yeah.
And those are my favorite ones.
Yeah, he had the theme hotels and the restaurants. He probably was a hands-on guy too. And the last time I looked up Jimmy Buffett months if not years ago, he was worth over $660 million, but you looked it up today, and he hit the big B.
Yep, $1 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. As I say, the guy who was the best man at Kay and my wedding, he lives now in Key West, and he told me that there is more than one occasion, because there is a Margaritaville cafe down there. And he said on more than one occasion he'd be in there having a drink, and Buffett would just all of a sudden come out of the upstairs and just start singing for everybody. He just very, very hands on.
Yeah, I had heard about I heard something about that, but I didn't know where which restaurant or bar it was at. You know, and that's great. Peter Frampton was the same kind of guy. He could have sat in the studio and made a lot more money pumping out records, or he could tour and give the fans what they wanted. I saw Peter twice. Fantastic each time. I didn't get to see Buffett. The only other Klan sort of a following I could think of is the Deadheads, which I have a problem with usually. Deadheads are irritating.
Yeah, we're the parrot.
Head. Oh, parrot head. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he was vocals of the year in 2003, the Country Music Association Award. He collaborated with Alan Jackson more than once, several times. Oh, fire truck. I think I picked the wrong one. Yeah, here we go. Died September 1st. He was 76 years old. Attended Southern Mississippi. Wow. He was active 1964 to 23.
Yeah.
36 and 23. 59, 60 years he played. My Lord.
Yep. Still brought it every time until he couldn't.
Wow. Okay, where's the words? I know he got Song of the Year at the CMA for Margaritaville. And music, style, writing. Did you, let's see. Yeah, let's play a song. Play another song.
All right.
Which one do you want to play? I think Deborah's here. Hey, Deb, are you still here?
Hello.
Hey, Deb.
Doing all the hard work at the back. Oh, you know what? I don't know. Spicoli's theme of the Fast Times of Ridgemont High was Jimmy Buffett. Hello, hello.
Well, I don't know who. He had a song in Urban Cowboy as well called Hello, Texas.
There you go.
He did one called Don't Bug Me, which was the end title theme for Arachnophobia. And Turning Around was in the movie Summer Rental with John Candy.
Oh, that's right. I remember that one. Yeah, Fast Time at Ridgemont High. That's a great soundtrack. It's got a lot of Jackson Browne in it. And
he also did some acting, too.
Okay, so
The Hawaii Five-0 reboot, he was the pilot in the show. He was a recurring character.
Yeah,
and then that one Jurassic Park, when the pterodactyls are attacking everybody who's at the, I don't know, like the food court, you see, you get a glimpse of Jimmy Buffett kind of running away holding two margaritas.
Witty. You know, he probably was a kick to hang around.
Why don't you save in between each song and say more? That way you're educating in between each song instead of all at once and then song, you know what I mean? But, hey, I just real quick I wanted to say, you were saying about seeing the Stones and they were terrible. My daughter was at the Aerosmith concert last night, and I asked her this afternoon how it went, and she said it was actually really sad. They need to retire. They couldn't even remember the words to their own songs.
Oh my!
No
goodness.
Kidding. Wow.
Yeah, she said really sad. Anyway, what song did you want to hear? Are you in the studio, Heather?
I was. Let me see if I still am. Yes, I am. I am here.
Then you, because I put everything at the top, and all the ones that are live are towards the bottom, and they all start with the word live.
Okay. Should we chance Margaritaville? Because I want to play it again, too. 5 o'clock somewhere.
God's own drunk.
Yeah. Gypsies in Paradise.
Yeah, I got everyone that you asked for. Margaritaville is there twice because one was a live version. And the opener, Cheeseburger in Paradise, is a live version, too. So.
I see that. You know what? I'm going to throw a dart for this one.
There you go.
We're going to that one particular harbor. Take our Caribbean roots with us, huh? You certainly look dressed for the occasion. There's this one particular harbor,
so far but yet so near, where I see the days as they fade away, finally disappear. But then I think about the good times down in the Caribbean sunshine. In my younger days I was so bad, laughing about all the fun we've had. I've seen enough to feel the world spin, mixing different oceans, meeting cousins. Listen to the drummers and the night sound, listen to the singers make the world go around.
Love them steel drums.
I was gonna say, yeah, so many fun instruments in that one.
Yeah, I brought that because, well, it's one of my favorites, but he also actually sings a little bit about his death in that one when he talks about his hair full gray and he finally disappears. But I also put on the board the way that song starts off, and then in the middle and at the end, the La Hora Te Natura Me Arroja Te One, it's Tahitian. And it loosely translates into "Nature lives, love the earth."
Oh, cool. And there's some proof that he was just having got his buzz from singing and entertaining, because even if he was singing that song right this minute live, he wouldn't forget any of the words.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
They have the meaning of the Morris's nightmare. Basically, it says Morris is dreaming that he had fled from Germany into France is a symbolic of the fact that he feels sympathy and empathy for the Jews being murdered overseas. So, interesting.
Yeah, I think it's cool to be quietly.
You could mesh country music and that Caribbean Jamaica man sound, you know, sort of genius.
And rock and roll was mixed in there, too. He had his own style.
Yeah, he did. Oh, wow.
They interviewed the country singer Clint Black today, and he said that he was one of those one-of-a-kind, you can't duplicate kind of people, like a Johnny Cash or a Willie Nelson, which that's some pretty amazing company to be kept with. And I like the way he would give little nods to his political opinions, but not cram it down anybody's throats.
Yeah.
And he was always smiling. I don't think I ever saw him not smiling.
Well, $1 billion.
Yeah. Life is good. Born on Christmas Day. Yeah. Destined to be something.
When Kay and I were talking about it last night, too, and I told her that, I think he lived enough to fill three or four lifetimes the way he lived. He really lived it to the fullest.
Well, there's certain artists that give it back to the fans, appreciate the fans that made him famous, made him rich, gave him the opportunity to open casinos and hotels and restaurants. Must have been a busy man.
Twice up here in Cleveland, he actually came back and gave a free show, because he swore that I'm going back in the past here, but he'd say in his June concert that if the Indians make the World Series, he'll come back and do a free show. And he did that both in 95 and 97.
I wonder how much that cost him. Yeah, if he has to pay for the venue and such. But, you know, $1 billion. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's play my favorite. Wait a minute. Is that the live version?
No, that was recorded.
If it was live, it would say the word live before the title.
Oh, okay. We'll find out.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of these parrot heads covered with. In my sixth string, on my front porch swing, smell of shrimp, hey, they're beginning to boil. Bubble, 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 bubble. Wasted away again in Margaritaville, searching for my woman's fault. I don't know the reason. Stayed here all season with nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty. Oh, those Atlanta cuties. Over the years, well, I have met me a few. They've been so good to me.
Beginnings when I first heard this song. This is what got me out of Mobile, Alabama. Thank you, Harry Belafonte. I hope you like what we've done to your song. Here we go.
Great song.
Yellow Shrimp.
You know, I was trying to think of another artist that would be comparable to Jimmy Buffett, and I just read who remastered Margaritaville was James Taylor.
I do believe I've heard that. Yeah.
Hey, James Taylor can rock and roll. I saw him was on TV, but it was a live version on stage, sort of a one-man thing, maybe unplugged. And he did the steamroller, I think a steamroller. The dude can rock and roll, as Jimmy Buffett did. He always sounds so happy.
Yeah. He's always having a good time, especially when he's on stage.
You know, they say that one hit, Margaritaville, made him a mogul.
Yeah. That's what everybody knows him for.
And apparently he spent most of his years performing live, giving the fans what they want.
He wasn't home very often.
I wonder how, if he was tied to the record companies. You know, he contracted to where they almost strangled a lot of groups, a lot of guys. Maybe that's what he broke away from after the 77-78.
That could be.
Maybe
I know that happened and Billy Joel. So yeah, it's a good possibility.
Yeah, a lot of them say they became, you know, famous but not rich. They were under contract to they got to read the fine print.
Yeah,
but people like Pat Benatar and Joe Bonamassa, as the more recent, it pretty much gave the finger to the record companies. Bonamassa opened his own, created his own recording company, and everybody wants to play with Bonamassa, man. But Pat Benatar also. They offered Pat Benatar to get rid of her husband. I can't remember his name. I don't know why. He's a guitarist. Get rid of him because he was the basically the manager of Pat Benatar. And they said they would make her
Neil
superstar. Whatever she is saying. Yeah, and that's a shame. Even guys like, I think it was the Boys to Men. Was that the one that Timberlake was in?
I don't know which one he was in.
Yeah, they said they didn't make a dime. It was kids and they got taken. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sad that I didn't get to see Jimmy Buffett, tell you the truth.
Tim Timberlake was in NSYNC.
NSYNC, okay. Oh, NSYNC. Yeah, okay.
And yeah, that, you tied down, you rinse and refresh.
Yeah. They have a new name for that, don't they? Men to voice or something, I don't know. I had a laugh.
NSYNC, yeah, okay. And then there's NXS. Okay, that's what I'm, yeah, NXS, okay. That was Michael Hutchins.
Yeah, that was better band, too. Better band.
Yeah. Well, sad to see him go. Timberlake, when he would be on SNL with Jimmy Fallon, they were hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Remember when they did the Bee Gees It's like a buried yeah. Yeah. The mascot. The food mascot on the street.
Oh yeah, the cup of soup. Yeah,
pretty good. Yeah, Margaritaville's got to be. I mean, he could have been a one-hit wonder and retired, but what a great.
I wanted to bring a couple of his more little-known songs, but are also a lot of fun. That's why I brought Gypsies and Morris and God's Own Drum.
Yeah. Well, let's get. We got to. Play another song here. Let's go once a particular harbor.
We already did that one.
Oh, okay. Gypsies in the Palace.
Yeah, that one is about when you hire the wrong people to house sit for you when you go out on tour. That's what this song is about.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Hit it! So long, boss. Knock 'em dead. Don't you worry about a thing. I wish that we could come along. We'd love to hear you sing. The limo's here. Your bags are packed. Good stuff.
in distress up there. We got all this beer. We'll free them from their condos. Bring them over here. We'll show them his gold record. Play music loud. We'll party just like Bubba does. We'll do the old man proud. We're gypsies in the palace. There ain't no wrong or right. We're gypsies in the palace. And I'm going wild tonight. He's the greatest guy to work for. Man, he's really cool. Hey, Snake, this party's getting dull. Throw someone in the pool. Let's all take our clothes off and form a conga line. Watch out for that broken glass. Hey, Snake, we need more wine. The gypsies in the palace. There ain't no wrong or right. We're gypsies in the palace. And a raising hell tonight. Coming when? I sent Snake out to pick you up tomorrow night at 10. Okay, everybody out of here. This joint is closing down. We got to find someone to clean this up. He's coming back to town. Hi there, boss. We waxed your car. We raked and mowed your lawn. We couldn't find enough to do in the short time you were gone. Man, it sure's peaceful here. You really got it all. And if we ever hit the road again, give me a Snake a call. We're gypsies in the palace. He's left us here alone. The order of a sleepless night from now to the throne. We ain't got no money. We ain't got no right. But we're gypsies in the palace. We got it all.
Never hire somebody named Snake to watch your place.
You know, I noticed who co-wrote that song with it was Glenn Frey.
How about that?
How's that? From the Eagles.
Yeah. It seems like back in the day, they always did that kind of stuff for each other, didn't they? Artists were writing stuff for other artists to sing. And I don't know if that happens anymore.
I think it does. I think it still does, but you don't, not as much. I think they're all, the contracts they sign, they're not allowed to. They were a little more freer back then, I think. Like Dylan, everybody took a Dylan song and made it their own. James Taylor wrote a lot of songs for people. Go back to like Carole King, Judy Collins.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the person we were talking about a little bit ago, Barry Gibb, how many things did he write for other people?
Oh, yeah, really. Yeah. You know, I was just watching a thing last night. They were interviewing Eddie Van Halen, and he said, you didn't get paid for his lead guitar solo in Michael Jackson's Beat It. That's Eddie Van Halen. He goes, no, I didn't. I didn't ask for anything. He goes, how's that happening? And he goes, well, he says, as far as the band, we weren't really allowed to do anything outside the band, but they were all out of town, so I had nobody to call. He goes, and who would know that I was playing this for this black boy? That was a quote. he didn't think it was going to be, he's got to get away with it. And he sort of got busted doing it when he wasn't supposed to. But
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. could come do the lead guitar or the lead for a song, and that's what Eddie did. Jeez, no problem.
What did you think of the song, the theme song to Caddyshack from Kenny Loggins, I'm All Right? If you listen real close, during the chorus, you hear Eddie Money because he just happened to be in the studio, and they asked, hey, do you want to pop in on this?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, Foreigner, they were in, I think they were in Abbey Road performing, took some tracks down, and they needed a saxophone player to play, is it Urgent? That great sax. And so they went, Junior Walker happened to be in the studio at the same time. He said he went in and played first track, played it once. That's, if you know what song I'm talking about, there's a great sax solo in it. It's Urgent. But I love the Latin, the Jamaica flavor that he puts in it. I mean, I can't think of anybody else sounds like that. It's unique. $1 billion. Should have been his friend.
So, played Margaritaville, One Particular Harbor, Cheeseburger, and Gypsies.
Okay, well, let's see. Okay, Morse's Nightmare. Where is it? Is this right here? Here it is. Okay, stop it. If it's not the right song, I might have.
This is another new song we'd like to do for you now. It tells the story of a lovely cruise ship couple. You know, in November, the snowbirds start heading south down here, and you've seen them be with the matching belt and shoes, condo commandos, you know. So, hey, that's good shit. I smell it. All right. We better start this song before I get hungry. This is called Morse's Nightmare.
Down in the islands where the happy folks stay, everybody do what the water gym says. What you wanna do, what you like, twist a big old number, ride a motorbike. It's all right, it's all right. Dance to the drum, drink a lot of rum, love till you come to a stop. Swing like a monkey in a coconut tree, sing like the dolphins in the deep blue sea. Sing it's all right.
You can sleep when you get home.
Oh my God, you can sleep when you get home.
you wanna.
Every door,
do what you like.
Pretty funny. Let's see, his band was called the Land Sharks?
No. Coral Reefer Band.
Oh, okay. Land Sharks. After playing with... Oh, he did at one time, the Land Sharks in Key West.
That's also the name of the beer that his... company picked out, Land Shark Ale. It's good stuff.
Oh, okay. It was the I looked up. I thought I had seen him on stage with the Beach Boys, and I looked that up, and it says that he was the Land Sharks Beach Boys tribute, the Land Sharks band. So, famous. Interesting.
Yeah, the Land Sharks. That's based on one of his songs that we didn't bring called Fins, and that one is extremely audience participation type song.
Yes, it says John Stamos played electric guitar for the Land Sharks. It was a house band, one of his.
Huh.
Yeah, Stamos plays electric guitar beautifully. It impressed everyone. He even invited kids and teenagers on stage to add to the beauty of the performance. Wow. I love that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Getting cut down to an hour. Let's see. Let's play another. Which one you want?
We can go a little over.
God's Own Drink. Drink.
No, save that really long one for the outro.
God's Own Drink.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
the long one. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so then we have Changes in Latitude, 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's about it, yeah.
Okay, this is with Alan Jackson, 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Jackson. We're making a video and you're in it.
That's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. This Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's with me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock.
thing between the navigational beacons, please.
I'd say between the buoys, man. Hurt.
Song is probably written on a bar napkin. Excellent. Ooh. You know, the saddest part about this human experience that we call life is the passing of our favorite people. Besides relatives, I can't think of anything more than musicians, even more so than actors and actresses. I think the musicians, I remember when Tom Petty and George Harrison, when George Harrison died, I couldn't believe how much it affected me. And then when Tom Petty died, same thing. I was surprised how much it.
I was surprised by Tom Petty too, especially since, it didn't hit me right away, but then I was watching YouTube, and it was just doing its little scroll, and then it got to what the hell's that song? I can't think of what it is. The whole thing's spinning around him. You Don't Know How It Feels. That song started playing, and I actually started to cry because I was realizing, my God, he's dead. So, yeah, just... And it happened with Buffett too, where I did shed some tears for Buffett. I told Kay that though, when Billy Joel dies, I'll probably have to ask the boss for bereavement days because it could take me
over that one.
Yeah, I think musicians we get closer to them, being that we buy their records and we listen to them so intensely, sing along with them.
They become part of us. Their songs do.
Yeah. Good point. Definitely.
Big part of life events sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. So we are down to
changes in latitude.
Changes in latitude. Here we go.
On a plane, so many nights of sitting
I got some fun facts. Got some fun facts.
Thank you very much.
Genie Puppet.
Oh, I haven't done that song in a long time. Oh. That felt good.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett embarked on over 40 tours. That's incredible. He has played in front of millions of people. Wow.
And he loved every minute of it.
He has sold over 20 million albums worldwide. 29 studio albums. Wow. He is more than just a talent musician. He's also a best-selling author. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Three number one bestsellers. A collection of short stories. Tales from Margaritaville, the novel. Oh, wow. Yeah. he calls his genre of music golf and western. Golf and western. Sort of a blend between the two. He has appeared on Hawaii Five-0. Okay. And you already mentioned this one. He made an unforgettable cameo in the hit movie Jurassic Park. Pretty cool.
Making sure those margaritas don't spill while the pterodactyls are flying overhead.
His backing band is called the Coral Reefer Band. His tour band is the Parrot Heads, right?
No, Parrot Heads are people like me. His fans are the Parrot Heads.
Like Deadheads. Oh, okay. Parrot Heads. Oh, okay. Distinction to come in the name Parrot Heads. Oh,
yeah.
What? The Coral Reefer Band included Tim Smith from Sacramento, who was with the Eagles. Did not know that. Cool.
I'm going to tell you that back in the 90s when I used to go see him every year he came, I had this 3-inch long parrot earring that I wore every time.
Oh, cool.
It says here, along with the Coral Reefers over the years, musicians that sat in, Paul McCartney, Sheryl Crow, Brian Wilson, Roy Orbison, Rick Flair, and the honorary Coral Reefers were providing what else? Background woos for an live concert. Jimmy Buffett loved manatees. So much in 81, he co-founded the Save the Manatee Club. Wow. Margaritaville was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2016. Wow. You couldn't ask for a bigger... Margaritaville is considered the most lucrative song ever written. Most lucrative song ever written. Wow. Okay. Oh, that's because it's the name of restaurants, it's the name of resorts and casinos that all bear the name Margaritaville.
Yep.
How good is that? And that's it for fun facts.
Yeah, and I was going to, because I know we just have the one song left, God's Own Drunk, that we're going to close with. I just wanted to mention this, that I think he said, he tells who actually wrote this and where he first heard it from. I believe he said the guy's name was Lord Buckley. And this was part of his big, it was actually Big Nine that he always played in every concert. But then, I don't know if it was his estate, Buckley's estate, or his family sued him for doing it. So he stopped playing it in his concerts. But then when it became public domain later on, after I think the year 2000, he started playing it again in his concerts when he could. So unfortunately, all the times that I saw him, I never saw him perform God's Own Drunk.
Wow.
Wow.
That reminds me of My Sweet Lord. You didn't hear that song for 9 years. 7 or 9 years, I think it was 9 years, on the radio because it was in court. The Little Eva or somebody was sued him for some chord progression or something in the song My Sweet Lord, I remember them saying when the judge declared, you know, they were asking him where he got the music. He goes, "I don't need to steal from them. I'm a Beatle," and he's damn right. He had to pay. He had to pay them some royalty. A judge did not know what music, the music industry. Yeah, let's play it. I can't wait to hear it. I don't know if I've ever heard it.
It's good.
Oh yeah, I'm the button guy. I'm the button guy. Hold on. Okay, right there. Here it is.
Now, what was that song a couple of you guys are yelling for? What was it? That's it. Okay, I know that one. Well, I can't do them all at one time. Excuse me. We're in the old wild and crazy Fox Theater, you know. But, yeah, I know one of those I heard out there. I've been doing this particular song for about 12 years. I learned it from two friends of mine down when I first went to New Orleans I was about 18 years old, got down to Bourbon Street, and that's it. I can name this song in three notes. It's written by the late, great Lord Richard Buckley, who I heard it off of a record one night, a friend named Bob Cook in Brent Webster's apartment. That song intrigued me to the point where I figured, well, hell, this is really great. And too many people have never heard Lord Buckley, who was an old humorist and an old jive, the king of the old jivers. So with much respect to Lord Richard Buckley, this is God's Own Drunk. I got to explain, in this town many times before, I ain't a drinking man. I quit in Miami on Sunday. As my knees were shaking and my teeth were chattering, I swore I would never do it again. But I had promised my brother-in-law that I'd watch his steal while he went into town to vote. And it was right up on the mountain where the map said it would be. Friends, let me tell you one thing, it was no ordinary steal. No. Okay, you're on the record. Sit up there on that mountain like a huge golden opal. God's little lanterns twinkling on and off in the heavens. God's big old yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear evening. Like I've explained many times before, I ain't a drinking man. But on that particular occasion, the temptation got the best of me, and this feeling comes over me, and I took a slash. That yellow whiskey running down my throat tastes like honeydew vine water, and I took another slash. Took another and another and another, before I knew it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashes. goose pimples is running up and down my body. And all of a sudden this feeling comes over me. Like something I'd never experienced before. Like I was in love. In love for the 935th time. With anything that moves. Animate, inanimate, cone head, no cone, it didn't matter. It's like there's this great neon sign flashing on and off of my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, you fool. There's a great day coming, 'cause I was drunk. I was knee crawling, coral reefing. Yeah, I've seen that. Commode hugging drunk. No, I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak-looking fella about 19 feet tall. He rambled up over the hill, expected me to do one of two things, flip or fly. I didn't do either one. Hung him up. Started sniffing around my body, trying to smell a little fear, but ain't gonna smell it, because I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. Hung him up. I had him on the run, I thought to myself. Until he ate my sunglasses to show me he was a badass. And I had just stolen them from Eckert's, and I was really pissed off. Had an $8 price tag on the son of a bitches, you know? So when he pulled them off, my eyes was a lot redder than his was. It hung him up. So I said, Mr. Bear. Sir, that respectful way you say sir, you know, like when you're driving down the highway and you got feeling pretty confident because you got a buzz buster in your car and you got 19 smushed out joints, an empty vial on the front seat, 27 cases of Budweiser in the back seat, and the cops stop you. Yeah. Yes, sir. I wasn't doing shit. Then he leans on you, you know. So you got to be nice. You go, please don't take me in because my old lady will kick my ass. I was only supposed to go down to Buckhead and get the paper. Next thing I knew, I was on I-75 headed for Florida. Oh, I'm in trouble now. Got any tickets to the ball? Sir, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. I know you got a lot of friends over there on the other side of Stone Mountain. So rare bear, tall bear, pretty bear, killer bear, early bear, smelling bear, smoking the bear, poking the bear. I want you to go back over there tonight. You tell them all I'm feeling right. Tell them I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, as much as I hate to do it, I'm going to have to run every goddamn one of them. Right off the hill! That's what I told him. Well, he took two steps back. He didn't know what to say. Neither did I. Scared the shit out of me. But I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. I said, Mr. Bear, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. It's going to be on Hollywood Squares next week. So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw and I led him to the still. He's just sniffing around that thing because he's smelling something good. Don't blame him. So I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright. Looked like one of them bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another and another and another. And before he knew it, he downed about eight of them and commenced to doing the bear dance. First of all, you got to slide into second brace, break your legs, two sniffs, a snort, a fly, turn into grunt. It was so simple like the boogaloo plumb evading me. And we had worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. I was awful tired. Went over to the hillside, laid down. Slept for 4 hours, dreamt me some tremulous dreams. Cheryl Teague is in one of them. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, big American breath. When I woke up, I didn't want to wake up. I was out there. I'd gone to the Bahamas. But when I woke up, there was God's yellow moon shining on the cool, clear evening. God's little lanterns just twinkling on and off in the heavens. And I looked around. No one to be found. It seems that my buddy the bear was missing. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. Thank you.
Why was it that the song didn't want to play?
What's that?
What was the reason that the family didn't want him playing that?
They said it was copyright. I don't know. It just...
Did it mention the thing him, is, his brother-in-law?
Every time. I don't know. I guess that's not...
Wow. You know, that's definitely his Alice's restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we do this in the passing of the artist that created, flavored our generation, you know. I'm glad we have the ability to do that. Give the last tribute and
yeah.
The musicians that we all listen to. I didn't listen to much Jimmy Buffett, I'm afraid I didn't, but I think my plate was full.
Yeah, you should, if you want to listen to some good albums, if you really want to hear them, it's either, it's an extended album called You Had to Be There, that was live in the 70s, and then there's another one called Feeding Frenzy that was done live in 1990s. Both of those are very, very, very good albums.
I could not believe when I looked up the awards that it skips from 78 to 2003. There was something wrong, you know, like looking, but Yeah, he was just a tour guy. He loved, loved the crowd, loved the stage. Good for him.
Yep.
So I thank you for doing the show, Stephen 76. You want to go over what's going on in your station next week?
The only thing we got going on this week in our room, I believe, is Sky's show on Thursday. Let me get over there real quick. 8 p.m. It will be Star Wars? Volume 23. Yes, Star Wars Volume 23, The Mandalorian Season 2. Character rights, scene rights, quote rights, come and geek out with Sky, 8 p.m. Thursday over at Aquatic Slice of Light.
Deb, you got, is it Cryptids Monday? I got to go look.
Yep, we got Cryptids on Monday at 10. We have that Poe quote from Raconteur on Tuesday night, also at 10 o'clock. And that Poe quote is, "I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity." And trying to remember, on Wednesday, thank goodness, we have a day off on Wednesday. Then Thursday at 10, we have Sweet Pea, not positive of her topic yet. On Friday, we have Open Poetry at 10 p.m. with Linda. Saturday, we have Growing Old with Humor on Saturday at 9. And then brings us back to the big First Responder show on Monday night, 9/11 at 10 p.m.
Cool.
So there's a nice little list. Fun show.
Yeah.
And I got
thank you again.
Sad reason, but great songs.
So we're going to go out with Margaritaville one more time?
Well, we opened up with the Cheeseburger in Paradise song, but we didn't play the live version of it. Just thought I'd mention that. And I know that Steven's favorite are the live versions, so I thought it would be cool we started with the recorded one and we could end with the live one since we already played the longer one. And then that means we played every single thing you guys requested.
All right. One more Jimmy Buffett.
Steven, say hey to Kay for us. Love and respect.
Yep.
Thanks, Steven. Thanks, Howard.
The carrot juice and soaking up a race. Might I have these wonderful dreams? Some kind of citrus treat. Not Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that American creation of which I feel. Cheeseburger is paradise. Raise the dead. Reminds me of a menu at a Holiday Inn. The times change for sailors these days. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that American creation of which I feed. Cheeseburger is paradise. Give an order with an onion slice on this side. Cheeseburger and
song, I guess, I wrote this for an old friend of mine a few years back that could just not find his occupation in the 20th century. So he just chose to live in a fantasy world, and then I looked at him and I went, well, what the hell's wrong with that? So if this song has been able to ease your pain ever so slightly, I'm glad I wrote it, because that's what it's for. It's called A Pirate Looks at 40.
It's a good one, too. If you've never heard it, check that one out. So I got to hit the road, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Love and respect.
Love and respect. Y'all take care, and I'll see you later.
Cheeseburger.
Nice having
you.